Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking. Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic, bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Second date update.
Normally when we do these second date calls, people are asking for help with the person they went out with a few days ago.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple weeks back, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sometimes even up to a month.
Yeah.
And they're disappointed the other person isn't responding.
Right.
But one of our listeners, Bo, says he wants to reconnect with a girl through us that he hasn't seen or spoken to in almost 2 years.
Whoa.
Dang.
So this is probably going to be interesting. I'm curious to know what the story is.
Yeah.
Bo, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Now, I understand playing hard to get, but 2 years, it's a little extreme.
Some guys wait 2 days to call. I wait 2 years, yeah. Jeffrey.
Why wait that long to reach out?
Well, let me give you a little bit of background.
Okay.
So this happened when I was on vacation in Mexico 2 years ago.
Mm.
And she was also on vacation. She was there with a friend. I was there with a group of buddies. It was in Cabo, and the whole place kind of had these, like, spring break vibes.
Yeah, for sure. Party town.
Yeah, party city, lots of booze, all that sort of stuff.
Okay, so this is already a lot different than a lot of the second dates where we do, where people are meeting on apps and stuff. You're meeting on a spring break, basically.
Yeah, so we go into this one bar, and I see these two girls that are sitting down at the other end of the bar. One of them I thought was really cute, and the thing about them that I noticed was they seemed like kind of out of place because they weren't partying like crazy like everybody else. And
okay.
I like that because I wasn't going too hard either. That's not so much my scene. Like,
boo. Right. Wait, who said that?
Yeah.
That was rude.
So they weren't entering the wet t-shirt contest. They were just enjoying themselves.
Oh, okay.
They were having a cocktail. They were being chill, you know. Right. And
Jeff's so bored right now.
Well, no, someone has to babysit. I understand. You need a few really responsible hungover people. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point too. So did you go talk to him, I assume?
Yeah. So I go over there, I sit down, I start talking to the girl that I think is really cute, Shayla.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we sort of bonded over that we were both the two lame ones in this crazy group.
Okay.
It's kind of funny.
So we talk, you know, we learn like where we're from and like what we do and all this stuff. And it turns out we're staying at the same hotel.
Okay.
Whoa.
Hey.
Are you guys from the same city?
Or no, no.
I mean, are we going to try to get a hold of her across the country?
She's from a different state. She's from a different state.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't know what I was thinking. I was into this girl. And so I told her my room number. And I was like, hey, why don't you hit me up tomorrow and let's go get lunch.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah. It's a very sober way to ask somebody out in Cabo.
Well, it's not very forward. I mean, like, honestly, like, you're in Cabo, you're partying, even if you're not going as hard, like, I would just think hookup.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like, totally. That's what I would
that's
think.
Where I thought the story was going, not like a lunch date the following
when you
day.
Say, here's my room number, that's yeah. itself,
there's some implication
right?
there, but maybe not with Bo and Shayla.
Would you like to go get some fresh squeezed juice in the morning?
Yeah. So we part ways, say goodnight. Middle of the night, she calls my room.
Yeah, okay. Exactly what you were hoping for, be honest.
Well, yeah, but it didn't turn out that way. So she calls my room. She is freaking out.
Wait.
Whoa, why?
She tells me there's like these drunk dudes that are banging on her door, and it's scaring her and her friend.
Oh my God,
that's scary.
Yeah, so I get dressed. I go to her room.
Good. Oh, you went?
Good, yeah.
I did.
So you're just going to go back to bed, Jeff?
Yeah. No. I'm going to call.
Like a you problem.
I'm not going to intervene. I'm going to get like hotel security or something.
Exactly.
I don't want to get involved.
That is a smart thing to do, is hotel security. One dude against a group of men. Like, you're not going to do
guys?
Jack.
I'm sorry, I just didn't think of it like that.
Yeah. One of the most romantic things you could do is get beat up for a girl.
Yeah, okay.
No.
I've done before.
No. So how many bones?
At least you try to fight.
No.
How many bones did you break, Bo, when you went and tried to stop the drunk guys?
Well, no bones were broken. There were like four or five dudes.
Whoa.
They were just being assholes, I guess, that they'd like seen them earlier in the day in the room. And they
That's scary.
Yeah, it was super weird. So I go down and I tell them to get the hell out of there. And they did. They left.
Nice.
Okay.
Good.
I bet she was so grateful. Did you talk to her?
She was. Yeah. You know, she, of course, heard the whole thing through the door. She liked that, and she asked if she could come back to my room, and she did, and then we ended up making out.
Yeah, you did.
Bro, that's awesome.
You
earned that kiss.
You're a hero.
It was a good makeout session, but that's it. That's all we did.
Oh.
Okay, that's cute.
So I got her number, and that was it, but the thing is, I didn't see her the rest of the trip.
At all?
Like, I tried, but either she wasn't in a room when I tried calling a room, or she didn't, and she never texted me back.
Oh, no.
And I called her one time after I got back home, and she didn't pick up, and I left her a voicemail, and that was that, and that was 2 years ago.
Are you sure she was single?
Spring break.
You know,
like
she got wrapped up in the moment. Only kissed you, and then she was just like, "Oh my God, I did something terrible."
Yeah, that happened on Brooke's last Mexican vacation. So,
and my husband was with me.
I know.
Yeah.
Super awkward.
Did you ask her if she was single?
Well, no, no. I just sort of assumed if she wasn't, she wasn't going to do anything.
Well, it's also been 2 years now. So even if she got single, she still hasn't called him.
And I think the rule in Cancun is everybody is single.
He was in Cabo.
No,
that's a different, whole different business.
Yeah, that was
more
political.
Yeah. We need to tread lightly
on this one.
They
have a different rule set.
This is crazy, though, because you haven't seen or spoken to her in 2 years, and now we're going to reach out randomly out of the blue to see if she remembers you.
Yeah, how are we even going to say, like, Nick from Cabo? Do you think that's it?
Hopefully.
Well, yeah, his name's Bo, so that would help.
Maybe she also had a nick in Cabo, and maybe that's why she's not calling me back.
Oh, no, she's like, oh, my God, I love that.
That's the one that Brooke made out with on her family vacation.
Sorry, Bo, sorry.
Okay.
I know it's a long shot. It was so long ago, but I figure if anybody can do it, you guys can.
Yeah, okay.
And she wasn't drinking, so she should remember.
I think she was drinking. She just wasn't drinking as hard.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like that. She wasn't crazy like that.
She was sloppy.
She was having cocktails.
Yeah, she was just injecting stuff. It was fine. Yeah. So we're going to come back. We'll call Shayla and try and get you your second date update 2 years after you last saw her.
Wow.
Right after this.
She's still in Cabo right now.
Hold on. Second date update. For most young single people, a trip to Cabo is all about tequila shots, wet t-shirt contests, getting your wallet stolen on the beach.
All right.
What I have my passport in that, too.
It's not an authentic Mexican trip if you're not robbed somehow. But that wasn't the case for our listener, Bo. The only thing stolen from him was his heart. When he met a woman named Shayla at a bar there 2 years ago. And the craziest part, they were both sober when this all happened.
Yeah, sober-ish, Jeff. They both were drinking cocktails. They just weren't as wasted as their friends.
Even still, that's shocking. And Bo has thought about her ever since that trip, has never been able to reach her. That's why he wants us to try and do it for him today.
I don't know that we asked. What motivated you to finally take this step?
I just had a birthday, and I went, I'm not getting any younger. Might as well shoot my shot.
Let's not tell her that.
Desperation hits us all at some point.
Your biological clock is ticking, is what I hear there, Bo.
Okay. We're just going to go with the more romantic version of that story.
Yeah. You haven't stopped. Yeah.
I haven't stopped thinking about you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
And I still have your hair or whatever it is.
Whoa, wait, no.
No, okay. Jeff.
Well, somewhere in the middle of those is what we're going to go with.
Yeah.
Okay. You ready to do this, man? You haven't talked to her in 2 years.
And don't be insulted if she doesn't remember who you are.
Yeah.
Won't.
Brooke doesn't even remember who you are, and we talked to you 5 minutes ago. So
Bo, his name's Bo.
Bo is right. Yeah, good job.
Got the name right.
Okay.
He's strong and strapping, is what he told us.
Yeah, she remembered that.
He's
part.
A hero that took on 4 to 5 men.
Yes.
Okay, now you're coming.
Okay. It's a little bit much, but I like it. Here we go. I'm dialing Shayla right now.
Hello.
Hi, we're looking for Shayla.
This is she. Who's calling?
It's okay. You don't have to be afraid.
Oh, I don't know. This would be such a weird call to get.
We're just a friendly morning radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Hey, Shayla.
Hey.
Or
shall I say hola?
Okay. This again.
I can do that. I'm
She doesn't remember
that is good.
Yet.
We have to get there first. So I'm really sorry to interrupt you, whatever you're doing, Shayla, but we're trying to help out one of our listeners with a segment called Second Date Update.
Okay.
Okay. And this is a guy that you met 2 years ago on a trip to Mexico.
We know that's a while ago.
She says, wow. Yeah. You were in Cabo.
Okay. Yeah, that was a long time ago. Oh my God.
A light bulb just went off. We heard it.
Oh my God. Oh.
So there's this guy named Bo that you hung out with a little bit.
Yeah, I remember him.
Oh my God, he's the guy who rescued you from all those men pounding on your door, which I can't believe would be so scary.
Yeah. Oh my God, yes, that was such a long time ago. I hadn't really thought about this guy forever.
Oh, hey.
That's okay. Well, now you're thinking about him now, and
you sound
happy at the memory.
Kind of, but like so much has happened since then.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm. What is this about?
Well, this whole segment is about seeing if you remembered Bo, because I don't know if you know this, but after your trip ended, Bo said he tried to reach you.
Right. Yeah, but like back then, everything was so complicated. I mean,
I knew it. You were in a relationship, weren't you?
God, I was engaged at the time.
Oh my God.
Engaged?
Oh my God, girl. Well, you were engaged. Wait, does that mean you're married? Are you married?
No, I was engaged to two guys actually.
Wait, at the same time?
Two guys?
Wait,
why are you saying that so casually?
Okay, so like back then I was a hot mess, and I did a study abroad in Italy, and I met this guy, and we hit it off, and he ended up proposing, and I said yes because I felt bad.
Oh wow!
Wait, you said yes because you felt bad?
No, this is how Alexis
is
getting married.
Yes. That's literally what I was going to say.
I mean, I was leaving and I was like, yeah, I'll marry you. And then, you know, I left and then I never talked to him again.
Oh, okay.
Aww. Wait, did you get a ring?
I did get a ring. That was a nice gratuity from my trip.
They know the American culture.
That's one proposal. Where is the second proposal?
So I leave Italy and I go home to my other boyfriend.
Oh, you had a boyfriend?
Wow.
And I guess he missed me and he proposed and I said yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
So then you went to Cabo while you're engaged to two men and made out with Bo.
Yes, which made things even more complicated. And I felt so horrible about it.
Well, you're lucky Bo didn't propose to you because you probably would have said yes to that too.
Where I was at in my life.
So wait, did you end up getting married to anyone?
No, they both fell through. Like karma eventually caught up to me, I guess.
Wait.
Okay, so what's your relationship status now?
I'm casually dating someone. It's nothing serious.
Yeah, right. But to him, he's like, Mom, Dad.
Wait.
Just casual relationship with my husband. It's like not that serious.
It's hard. I mean, honestly, though, it's hard to trust you.
Yeah, it is.
I guess, but I told you the truth. I'm an open book now.
Yeah, I mean, why would you make up all that embarrassing stuff about yourself? I believe her.
Yeah, well, you know what?
On the radio?
That is definitely kind of an embarrassing story. It's nice that you were able to tell us the truth here. So now it's our turn to tell you the truth.
Uh-oh. We're engaged.
So embarrassing, Jeff.
No, the truth is, we want to help you bring back some of your past. Right now.
Why?
Not your fiance.
That is a terrible
way to... Your Mexico fling beau is on the phone right now listening to this conversation, wanting to talk to you.
Should I hang up right now?
No.
Love is on the line.
No, hear beau out. Beau, are you there?
I am here.
Jeffrey, you're acting like Bo is going to be excited after hearing all of that. Like, yeah, Bo.
That was a lot.
Yeah.
So let me get this straight. So when we hung out 2 years ago, you were engaged to two different guys, one of whom you weren't even really talking to anymore.
Well, right. I'm no longer talking to any of them. But hi, by the way.
Hi. It's very good to hear your voice. Oh. And I really like hanging out with you. And I know it's crazy because, like you said, literally all we did was make out one night. But I can't stop thinking about you. And I guess
you're still thinking about me.
Did you just laugh? Wait.
It was an awesome night. And I mean, but like, can I ask, did you even like me? Like, were you actually into me, or was this just a nothing thing, or?
I mean, I liked you enough to make out with you.
Ouch.
I mean,
this is a lot right now.
It's hard because you weren't just the other guy, Bo. You were the other guy.
Yeah, so obviously.
You were Mr. Right Now. You know what I mean?
That hurts. That hurts so bad, but it's true.
Yeah, I get it.
But it's really sweet of you. I thought about you. Yeah.
And he's gone through all of this effort reaching out to our show. This is a pretty complicated process in order to get this done. I mean, honestly, we probably should have done this as a closure call.
Yeah. Well, think about it. He kept your number for years just in case, hoping he could use it
again.
Does
anybody delete people's numbers?
Who deletes a contact? Yeah, I mean, that doesn't happen.
From, like, middle school.
Yeah.
I guess I was just going to sort of ask, Shayla, you know, I mean, I did take in the fact that you were single. Yes, that did register with me. And I
kind of single.
Yeah, it wasn't like fully single.
Yeah, I guess in this whole scenario, kind of single is essentially single.
Yeah, Cabo single. We'll call it Cabo single.
Everything's single. Cabo single. Yeah. I like that.
Casually in a relationship, sure.
No. Cabo single, breaker. Yeah.
Okay. I guess I was just going to say, like, this whole thing has been the biggest long shot ever, and I know we don't live in the same city and all that, and I don't know about logistics or any of that stuff, but, like, would you be open to, like, some kind of a long-distance dating thing?
And if you're open to that idea of possibly making it work, then we would love to help facilitate that by paying for your official first date.
The flight?
I mean, not the flight.
Wow.
Because I've also been told long distance relationships don't need too much trust.
No. Yeah, no.
She's
trust
very reliable.
It might be just their type, actually.
Yeah,
I mean, we really need to ask Shayla this. You've had two failed proposals, but the third time's the charm, is what they say.
Let's not rush
to that, okay?
No. She'll say yes.
Yeah, unless her casual relationship proposes first.
That's true.
Then it'll be the fourth.
You know what? I say let's give it a shot.
I bet.
It's hard to be enthusiastic. But.
Okay.
Good. I'd like to follow up with that.
So we're getting rid of the side guy, right?
No, I don't think
By the time we go on a date, he'll be history. Don't worry about it.
By the time.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. All
right, congratulations, Bo. You're Mr. Right Now again.
Yeah.
Yay. Hey, I'll take it.
All right.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
If there was a children's fairy tale about this story, and there really should be, it would be called The Girl Who Couldn't Say No. She went into the fraternity house late at night. This frat bro is too swole.
What?
This frat bro is too thin.
What's going on here?
This frat bro is just right. I'm going to marry them all.
They all lived happily ever.
Yeah. Oh, she left without saying goodbye to anybody.
I don't know why you put her in a frat house. Nobody proposes in a frat house.
Where is that children's fairy tale book?
I'd buy it.
Please don't write it. You guys were so glossing over the fact that she's not even single.
Yeah, so?
She said she was casually seeing some.
When you have a person who is engaged to two people at once and making out with another one, I don't know how much you would trust her perception of casual.
You deserve trust.
Yeah.
She's married.
I feel like they need to go back to Cabo together.
Yeah.
And finish what they started officially.
Maybe we should do the show live.
Yes!
All because of their date.
Someone has to translate Spanish for me, though.
Yeah.
You guys speak more than I do, ironically.
I mean, you never know. It could actually work out.
Yeah.
But make sure you go check out all of our second dates wherever you get your podcasts at, Brooke and Jeffrey.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking. Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic, bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.